This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson, and it's time for our Friday mock draft, and we're doing our mock draft today on the NFL mock draft database.com with using their simulator. And all right. We are at 20.
Are there trades on this one?
There are trades available. Yes.
Okay, good.
They aren't offered.
You
have to go offer them yourself, but
they are available.
So the first running down through the picks, Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal, Trayvon Walker, Ahmad Garner.
All the usual suspects.
Ekwonu. Charles Cross goes 7 in this one. Garrett Wilson at 8. Derek Stingley. Drake London at 10. Malik Willis at 11. Jermaine Johnson at 12. Kyle Hamilton at 13. Jordan Davis at 14 to the Ravens. Jameson Williams, 15 to the Eagles. Kenny Pickett at 16 to the Saints.
That takes away some conversation.
Yes. Trevor Penning goes 17 to the Chargers. George Karlaftis, 18 to the Eagles. Treylon Burks goes 19 to the Saints, and we are up. The top players available, Chris Olave, Trent McDuffie, Devin Lloyd, Tyler Linderbaum, Andrew Booth, Devontae Wyatt, N'Kobe Dean, Kenyon Green, Zion Johnson, Kyir Elam, Jahan Dotson, Dax Hill, Lewis Cine, Matt Corral, obviously. Do we want to trade back here if we can? One of those teams looking to come up and get a wide receiver, Chris Olave maybe?
Yes. I think we should talk to Kansas City and Green Bay.
Let's do so. So I'm going to go on here. We're going to go.
And that Green Bay pick, I think I'd rather have their second of their first, where the Kansas City's are back to back. So it really doesn't matter.
Green Bay's their second pick is at 28. So I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead and put that in, and I'm going to put, I'm going to put 20 in here.
Right, if we're now forced to pick, McDuffie and Hill are the two that stand out to me.
Yeah. I think we can figure something out here. So 20 and
right.
I'm going to ask them for their second. So they got 2 second round picks as well.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's the going rate. Yeah.
And right now they're going to say no to that. Okay. So we're going to have to sweeten the pot a little bit.
So you wanted a two, they're one and the two. Okay.
I'm asking for 28 and 59 right now for 20. They're not going to do that. But if I throw in, that doesn't move the needle. That doesn't move me. If I throw an 84, that makes it too heavy on our side.
A future pick from us?
Okay, so here's what we could do. We could get 28, 53, and 59 for 20 and 84.
28, 53, 59. Yeah, that's a yes.
I'm going to see if they'll sweeten the pot just a little bit and throw us a pick next year. I'm going
to
ask
throw our last pick in so we don't have to talk about it.
We don't have a fifth round pick next year. I'm going to ask for that.
And
we'll throw in, we can throw in 241. That's fine.
It's better.
Actually, I'm going to see. I'm going to try for four, get a four.
All right. I think I'd do it without that extra, you know, sweeteners, but if we can get it, great.
We'll just take a look and see if we can get it.
53 and 59 will be very useful.
How do I get this back to where I went?
We picked 52, 53, and 59.
No, they're not going to take that. So okay. I'm going to take the fourth out of the equation.
So our one and our three becomes
They're not going to do that one either.
Okay.
They'll do 20 and 53 for 28 and 53 for 20 and 84. I'm going to need something a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't love that. How about can we get in the fifth round neighborhood again this year?
Yeah, let's see if we can get another. No, I'm going to see if I can get, how about 17? No, they're just not budging on this stuff.
You going to talk to Kansas City?
We'll give Kansas City a call. Heck with you guys.
Yeah, if you guys are going to be that difficult.
Okay.
Get Chris Olave then.
So we'll ask for 29 for Kansas City for 20.
Okay.
Okay. And then I want 62.
Yeah.
And we'll throw
future fourth maybe.
See, this one won't give it to you until he gets Yeah, it's not going to let us do that.
We're moving back a pretty far distance here.
Fur distance. Oh, seriously?
Everyone's being difficult with us, huh?
Everybody is being difficult.
Let's call Green Bay back.
Okay, so here's what I got. They've agreed to this. Kansas City has agreed to this deal. 29, 62, and 103.
Ooh.
For 20 and 84.
That's better than the deal we had before.
I do like that deal better. We're getting three premium picks for two premium picks, and I'll even throw in 241. Now we're at the same. We still have our seven picks, but we moved up much higher.
Yeah, we're getting more quantity. Okay. Yeah, let's take that. And if Phil's not there at 29, I bet Sean is, or maybe a receiver.
We'll find it. Yeah, we'll find somebody to
figure that out. Yeah.
Okay, so the picks
in between. Consider Ritter, you know.
The picks, they came up, they took Trent McDuffie.
He was the best player on the board.
No doubt. Then Linderbaum went to the Patriots, Olave, Andrew Booth, Devin Lloyd, Zion Johnson, Kenyon Green, Devontae Wyatt, David Ajabo, all gone. John Dotson is still there.
Interesting.
The Chiefs pick next. According to this, N'Kobe Dean is the best player on the board, which I can't necessarily disagree. But
no, I don't think that's crazy.
We're not going to take him. But Dax Hill's still there.
I wouldn't have any problem with Dotson, but I don't think I can take him over Hill.
Yeah, I'm taking Dax Hill there. Although Sean is there as well. So,
I mean, if we could trade down four more spots, I would consider it. But that's manipulating things a little bit.
Let's take Dax Hill there.
Yeah, agreed.
Dax Hill is the pick. Jahan Dotson did go to the Chiefs with the next pick.
I bet they were very happy to see us take Dax Hill. Oh, they probably liked him too.
We would probably talk about that before we made the deal with him. Hey, are you guys going to take Dax Hill? No, we're not going to. Yeah. Otherwise, they would give us 30 then instead of
20. Right.
Okay. So, we're back up again.
Our second pick.
The Kobe Dean fell all the way to 44 to the Browns, by the way.
I don't know if that's insanity.
No, he's a little shorter.
Linebackers were hard to slate in the first round.
Sean went 32nd to the Lions. He had last pick in the first round. The Lions then took Desmond Ritter in with the second pick of the second round. Moving on down to our second pick here. Ooh, the Ravens took Daniel Falele at 45. Good. Have at that, boys.
Yeah, you can block TJ Watt for the next 5 years.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, we're back on the clock here. The best players available, Breece Hall. Yeah, I mean, Breece Hall, but that's not happening. Sure. Logan Hall.
Good player.
Don't know that he fits necessarily for us. Yeah. Travis Jones.
Ooh.
We need a wide receiver, though.
No doubt. We have another pick here in 10 minutes.
We do. Kenneth Walker, Quay Walker, Trey McBride, Sky Moore, Drake Jackson, Isaiah Spiller, John Mechie, Nick Benito, Leo Chenal, Cameron Thomas, Chad Muma. I mean, there's two guys.
You started rattling off names very fast as soon as you heard Sky Moore, like you didn't care what the rest of them were.
There's two guys there.
Jones and Moore. I think you go Moore, right?
He's a bigger need.
Yeah.
Let me see what else is available at wide receiver.
I'd be thrilled with either one of those in the second round.
Right now, you're looking at the receivers are Sky Moore, John Mechie, Wandale Robinson, David Bell, Calvin Austin, Alec Pierce.
Pierce is my favorite of those guys. And I'm sure the same is true at nose tackle, but the difference between Moore and that list you just gave me is pretty significant.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think Moore has to be.
You got
to
take him. And you hope Jones falls, but he might. It's 10 picks. Not everyone's after a nose.
Yeah, he just went.
Okay.
He went to the Cowboys. But two receivers also went between that pick. So
good.
We weren't going to get Sky Moore there either. We were going to
No.
We were going to get one or the other.
That was our last crack at this one.
Yeah. 62, we're back up. Top players are Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Isaiah Spiller.
Yeah, we want them to start getting drafted here.
Trey McBride, Leo Chenal, Chad Muma, Kingsley Mbare, Fedarian Mathis. That's not bad.
No.
David Bell, Jamari Saylor, Tariq Woolen, Dylan Parham, Calvin Austin, Alec Pierce, Troy Anderson, Martin Emerson, Sean Ryan, Jalen Tolbert, Carson Strong. We could go quarter. We could still quarter, go quarterback there and take Carson Strong.
I'm very cool with that. I just don't think that's the style of quarterback they want.
I don't know. I don't know that we know what
I know style we don't know. But
I mean, yeah. I'm talking about Carson Strong. I don't know if we know what style of quarterback necessarily Carson Strong is.
Well, he's never going to be a runner.
Never going to be a great runner.
Right. He'll be a better runner than he was last year.
I think he'll be more mobile than he was last year when he couldn't run at all.
See, I think he's a very sneaky guy.
Could he be Davis Mills?
What's that? Right. He could be next year's Davis Mills.
Right.
Where he's a starter this time next year on a cheap deal. You know, I just don't think the Steelers want his style.
Yeah.
I didn't love those names. I mean, Chanel and Anderson, I thought were interesting at linebacker. I thought Mathis was interesting. A developmental offensive tackle would not break my heart at all.
Tariq Woolen, okay.
As I say, a true corner wouldn't break my heart at all.
I mean, looking at that group, it's Tariq Woolen, Martin Emerson, Kobe Bryant, Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones?
But we already got our slot.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Tariq Woolen. I would consider that. I was looking at the corners today. I was actually looking at Dane's Beast and reading corner profiles. I think there's about 20 of them I want. Like almost his whole top 20 is interesting, especially the top 15.
Yeah, a lot of good players there.
Yeah. I mean, guys like Josh Williams from Fayetteville State and Zion McCollum from Sam Houston State.
A Cam Taylor Britt. You know, there's guys there.
Mathis at Pitt, Castro Fields at Penn State. Like the more I was looking at it, the more I thought Steelers should try to leave this draft with one of those guys. And maybe this is a spot to do it. Woolen?
Here's what you got. You got Woolen. You got Martin Emerson from Mississippi State. Kobe Bryant from Cincinnati. Marcus Jones. Darian Kendrick, I don't love.
No, and he's got issues.
Off-field stuff, yeah. Jalen Armour Davis out of Alabama.
I like him.
I like him. Mario Goodrich, Cambra Taylor, Alante Taylor. Or Cam Taylor Britt, I should say. Josh Jobe, the other Alabama corner. I mean, Zion
he's McCullough. Old.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of names there I like a lot. We don't pick soon, right?
Right.
We might get one of them, but I know we got rid of our third, right?
Yes.
But so
We picked up that extra one in the fourth round.
Your point is strong. Marcus Jones is my favorite of those corners, but he's no longer in the mix for us.
Yeah.
I think Woolen is my next favorite.
He's going to take time.
He's going to take time, but
he could be Ike Taylor.
We got guys. Right. Right. Do you like that better than Chanel or Anderson, Mathis?
Either way, you're drafting for down the road.
Or here's a strange one. Breece Hall.
You could do that.
I mean,
he's still there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden now you want to run the football this year. You're going to be able to run the football.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine investing a second round pick on a running back. It makes no sense to me, but we did trade down and he's the best player. But
oh, he's with that by far. He's the best player.
Yeah.
Shouldn't still be there right now.
Shouldn't still be there. I think I take the developmental corner, but I can be convinced otherwise. I wish there was a tackle.
Well, let me look and see what's available there. Abraham Lucas, Rasheed Walker, Max Mitchell.
They're interesting.
Kellen Dietsch, Luke Getke, Braxton Jones. So there's some guys there that.
Yeah, those top two are worthy of the pick. Would you rather develop a tackle or a corner?
Well, as you mentioned, there's more corners than there are tackles.
Right. But when's our next pick? I mean, it's like a long time from now.
Right? We pick again at 103.
Yeah.
We got 40 picks between this one and the next one.
Yeah. And there's still a chance there's a corner. There won't be a tackle.
I'll bet. Yeah. I bet we can find a corner at that point. We won't find a tackle.
Those top two would be fine with me.
Which one do you like better, Lucas or Walker?
They're don't different. Have a preference. They are different.
Walker's a very he's a good run blocker. Lucas is more of the mm-hmm. pass blocker.
I guess Walker, but I'm not picky.
The real question should be, do we think one of these guys could be a left in the future?
Right. Yeah, as much as Dan Moore is or Chooks was.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Steelers have had prototypical left tackles over.
Let's take Rasheed Walker. Yeah. All right. Rasheed Walker's the pick.
Okay.
Fedarian Mathis went next, by the way, to the Bengals.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we wait a little.
A run on running backs there right after we pick two.
Good. That's good for us.
Not surprising.
Want to have that conversation again.
Yeah. Not surprising. All right. We're back up at 103. And let's go ahead. Carson Strong still there.
I like him. I mean, I don't want to be that about quarterback, though.
Yeah. The cornerbacks available: Mario Goodrich from Clemson, Cam Taylor Britt from Nebraska, Alante Taylor, Josh Jobs, Ian McCullen, Caleb Evans out of Missouri, Tariq Castro-Phillips, Damari Mathis. So
we made the right choice on tackle instead of corner. There's some names there I'd be fine with.
Because the tackles are now Luke Getke, Braxton Jones, Dari Rosenthal. Yeah, so that's or Dari Rosenthal, I should say.
Did you say Taylor Britt and Ian McCullen?
Yes. Both are
either one of those would be great with me.
Let's say
McCollum's a tiny school, but he's 6'2".
Yeah, and can run.
Yeah, Taylor Britt ran a 4.38.
Yeah, they could both run. I mean, every corner in this draft. Let's take Cam Taylor Britt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we go all down to 138 again. So if we're looking at what we still have to address, maybe a defensive tackle, maybe another wide receiver.
I say a big receiver. A 6'2", 6'1", receiver wouldn't break my heart.
The top guys available right now. We're back up at 138. Top guys available: Cade Otton, Damian Pierce, Tyler Algier, Kieran Williams, Jerome Ford, Jalen Widerman. Let's see here. Wide receivers. Pierre Strong is still there.
I was thinking Pierce.
Tyquan Thornton. Tyquan Thornton.
Thornton's a little too much like Sky Moore for me. I mean,
a little too much, yeah.
In most drafts with our fifth pick, if we get Thornton, I would say yes. But considering what is on the roster right now,
I've got my eye on a couple of late big wide receivers.
Do you?
I'm sure
you can convince them. Convince me of those around from now or so.
So you're liking Damian Pierce. Let's look at defensive line. John Ridgeway available.
That was my next question, is who's a big, tough interior D lineman?
I mean, Ridgeway would certainly fit that mold. Yeah. Not going to give you anything in a pass rusher, but
you'd rather play with him than against him, though. I mean, he's a big, tough guy.
You want to take him?
Him or Pierce? I think Pierce is a lot better at what he does than Ridgeway does, but backup running back.
Right.
You have a preference on that? I'm really not picky on that.
I think we make the Bob Labriola pick and we help our run stopping.
Go get a big tough guy in the middle.
Yep.
Okay.
Tyquan Thornton was the next pick, by the way. And now we have a bit of a wait.
Okay. We have five guys in the mix. I guess we look at big receivers, we could look at backup run backs. An edge wouldn't be the worst idea.
Probably not, no.
Yeah. But
we got a couple picks left here. Actually, two. So, All right, we're cruising on down here.
I don't know that a true linebacker is worth it unless there's a name that's super interesting. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I might take like a Damone Clark here and see what happens next year.
He's already off the board.
Yeah.
Okay. I did see him. Okay, so we're back up here at 208. And at that wide receiver position, Mekhi Polk out of Mississippi State, Kevin Austin out of Notre Dame. He's one of those big receivers that I was.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah. Had some off-field stuff that, some of my other guys are gone. Ugh. I mean, he's the best of the bigger receivers still available.
Austin.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up his numbers. 6'2", 200, 6'2 and a half, 4.43. I don't know what the off the field stuff is, but
it was supposedly
what you're after.
A violation of team rules. I don't know that that's, you know, did he skip some, you know,
I have no idea.
Or, you know, that could be anything.
That could be as slap on the wrist as he got busted smoking pot, or he skipped a training session, or he didn't go to class, you know.
Right.
Or it could be much worse.
You know, well, I think if it was, at Notre Dame, I think if it was much worse, he'd have been kicked off the team.
Yeah, we probably would have known about it.
Yeah.
At this point, I think he's worth the risk. He's a talented guy. You were talking earlier about how a big receiver makes more sense, and I do agree with you. And I think Sky Moore could do both, but guys like Romeo Doubs are gone, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take Kevin Austin.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'd take him over Polk.
Okay, and now we up our back up with our final pick. We can pretty much do anything here. So the top guys available, Ty Chandler, running back out of North Carolina. Jashawn Corbin, running back out of Florida State. Probably not going to go Derek Deese. Lucas Kroll out of Pitt, the tight end. Jalen Naylor, he's another one of those receivers. I guess he's 5'11". He's a little bit better sized. Bubba Bolden, the safety out of Miami. Dame Belton, the safety out of Iowa. Christopher Allen, the edge rusher out of Alabama. Isaiah Weston, Dakobe Durant. Nothing's jumping off the page here for me.
No, there wasn't a name there. I went, ooh, maybe Kroll, the tight end.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. Tyree Johnson out of Texas A&M, edge rusher's not bad.
Okay. An edge here would be very easy to convince me on because they're going to help on special teams.
Yeah. John Ross, a linebacker out of Michigan. He's kind of the basically Devin Bush light.
That is a Buddy Johnson light.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, I looking at the edges, you got Christopher Allen. You guys, this guy's Ezezi Odomwayo. I don't know if you know much about him.
No. I'm actually pulling up the edge list here. He's a
6'6", 285-pound edge.
Wow.
I could beef him up and put and make him a defensive end in the Steelers system pretty easily.
It's intriguing. And if he's athletic enough to even stay outside, that would be, you know, give him the chance to succeed there. Who are a couple of the edge names?
Christopher Allen.
Okay.
Odomwayo. Trey Williams out of Arkansas, Tyree Johnson out of Texas A&M, Adam Anderson out of Georgia. You could always say, hey, just take the best Georgia guy available.
Right, right. What if he was on a different team, you know?
Yeah, right. Jeremiah Moon is still there. Ali Fayed.
I don't know enough about any of those to say one's noticeably better than the other, unfortunately.
Yeah. Quarterback, Jack Cohn is there.
The guy Dane has highest is Christopher Allen of that group. And he has a fourth round grade on him.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a bad player.
He didn't run a 40, but I mean, he's 241 pounds. He kind of looks like a Steelers outside linebacker.
I could definitely see the Steelers drafting a quarterback late.
QB,
yes.
Okay.
As I mentioned, Jack Cohn is still there from Notre Dame. Brock Purdy out of Iowa State.
Guy like Purdy might be a long-term backup. You know what I mean? He might be.
Because they're going to take four to camp.
Mm-hmm. You don't know if Rudolph's going to be back after this year.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it, but boy, it'd be nice to have Haskins in this situation. You know, I mean, that hurts that situation quite a bit.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, right. It sucks. I mean, Purdy, I think, was in the Big Ten for 12 years or something. He probably can hold a clipboard for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I want the Bama edge guy.
Okay. We can take the Bama edge. Christopher Allen.
It's Christopher Allen.
And that is the pick.
6.5, 241.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Don't keep it. I'm going to keep an eye on the quarterbacks here just to see who goes.
Yeah.
And actually, none of those guys went. So,
I mean, they have to add a quarterback now.
Right. Probably they're going to add two.
They're going to add two.
So, okay, we came out of that okay. We took Dak. We traded back. We got Dax Hill at 29.
Yeah, love that.
Sky Moore.
We would have taken him at 20. Well, we would have taken McDuffie probably.
Yeah.
He
was been in consideration. We took Sky Moore at 52. Love that.
Yeah.
Rashid Walker at 62.
That's where I didn't love, but makes – I mean, you're going to give me developmental tackle with my third pick.
Good value pick.
Real happy about that the year. Yeah.
We took Cam Taylor-Britt at 103.
Fine with that, too. I mean, there's not much in front of him when you really peel back the layers.
We took John Ridgeway at 138.
Yep.
Kevin Austin. I
hope he's always a backup, but, you know, he could last a long time in the league.
Kevin Austin at 208.
Worth the risk. That's a good one to, you know, bank on as an outside the numbers dude.
And then Christopher Allen at 225, the edge rusher out of Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, really, if you look at it, we took Michigan, Western Michigan, Penn State, Nebraska, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Alabama.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big school heavy draft.
Yeah, there's some brand name guys there.
Yeah.
And boy, you know a lot about Sky Moore too.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
No, that worked.
I mean, I think we helped the defense a lot, adding a Dax Hill to it.
Yes.
I think he comes in and is an immediate contributor. And as we mentioned in the last segment, they had he had him taking him, Adam Rank had him, the Steelers taking him at 20 and him being the defensive rookie of the year.
right. Which everyone would take, you know, it's a bit of a optimistic view on things, but you know, hey, we all like him.
If you take him and he's in consideration for defensive rookie of the year, that's a good pick.
That's a great pick.
Yeah. I mean, if he just has that kind of season.
Anyone listens to us is going to realize we're not going to have any beef with Dax Hill, especially at 29.
And then we love Sky Moore too. So,
right. To get both those guys works out very, very well.
Absolutely. But I don't hate that draft. I mean, you're not going to love every draft pick to come, you know, they're just not all going to make a huge impact, but I think
it's our best one, but I don't have any problem with it.
No, I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, if you look at the top two picks, are both going to come in and make an impact right away.
Yep. I mean, I'm glad we took Sky Moore, but Travis Jones with that second pick would have been nice.
Well, that would have changed things. Yeah. Would have been interesting to see how. I mean, we probably would have gotten, well, I can look at it here. If we had taken Sky Moore there, or we'd taken Jones there, he went at 56 to the Cowboys.
And assume someone takes Sky Moore.
Yeah. So Mechie was the next pick by the Bills. So that would have been Sky Moore.
Probably.
And then Wandell Robinson went to the Buccaneers at 60.
Okay.
And then we picked Rashid Walker. So we
think we would have taken Pierce. I think was still.
We would have taken Pierce. Pierce didn't go then until he went at 79 to the Chargers. So we wouldn't have gotten him. We wouldn't have got Jalen Tolbert went at 81 to the Giants. We might have gotten in Justin Ross went at 85. Our original pick would have been at 84, where the Chiefs took Sam Williams. So we might have gotten Jalen Tolbert there in the third round. Had we done that, you know, taken if we have stayed done just dumb and not traded anything.
See, I wasn't even looking at that angle. I was thinking about it if. There's hindsight here, but assuming we did made the trade, we drafted Hill at 29. If we would have taken, would you rather have ended up with Jones on the nose and Pierce or Sky Moore and Walker?
That's a tough one.
Walker to me is my least desirable player of those four.
Yeah.
We ended up with them. And of course this is, you know, I mean, Matt, hindsight, you don't know how the draft's going to go. And I love Sky Moore. I'm not complaining. And developmental tackles don't grow on trees. You know, I mean, I recognize all that.
Yeah.
But if it would have fallen Jones, Pierce, we'd have been probably equally as happy.
Probably so. I can't argue that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Well, that's our draft for today. That's going to do it for today's show. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.